You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is something you wonder, are you the only one who blank? Let's start with Sean in Michigan. Hi, Sean. Are you the only one who what?
Dips his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and milk.
Really?
I feel like I've heard of that before.
I doubt it.
No, no way. But
because those would go together pretty well.
Not like an Oreo, just a quick dip.
Just a quick one.
Yeah, so
just
to
kind of soaking it in there.
Yeah, just kind of get a little essence of the milk.
Milk with peanut butter is really common, and jelly would be, not that much. I mean, it'd be fine.
It doesn't bother you if the bread gets soggy?
No, not at all.
No, I mean, that would be the
That's obviously the appeal, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the goal.
Are you into stunt eating or anything? Like, that's kind of the move that people that eat like Joey Chestnut, yeah, and competitive eating.
No, it's kind of just stoner food.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah,
I doubt you're the only one.
No, I doubt. Like, if it was like, does anybody make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and dunk them in beer? Like, that would be weird.
Or orange juice
or something. Yeah. But milk, those are two great tastes that go great together.
Would you make a toothpaste sandwich and dip it in orange juice?
That sounds so bad.
Just a toothpaste sandwich, like Wonder Bread with toothpaste smeared all over it.
I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to eat that stuff.
Imagine how much toothpaste that would take.
It'd be a whole tube.
Imagine if that's how we thought brushing our teeth was supposed to be. Like, and that's what versus having a toothbrush that you actually like scrub. It's a sandwich that you eat every morning and you dip it in orange juice.
I'd go chew some toothpaste.
If you were going to make a toothpaste sandwich, what would your toothpaste of choice be? Like, I'm not going to, like daily I use like a Sensodyne whitening.
Yeah.
Because I got tender gums. But I'm not going to make it with that. I'd go
Colgate
or something.
I would try to find anything that wasn't mint. Really?
Oh, but kids' bubblegum toothpaste?
None of them are particularly, would all make terrible sandwich fillers.
You're supposed to spit them out. All right. What is, finish the question. Am I the only one who blank? I couldn't finish it, but maybe you can. This one from Indiana. Am I the only one who almost never washes their legs in the shower? I wear long pants to work, and unless I do something outside or wear shorts, I just don't think they get dirty.
No, I don't wash my legs. I'm the same. I'm in the summer.
You don't wash your legs?
No.
Everything drips down in
the
shower.
Yeah, exactly. All the shampoo washes down.
But you don't scrub them? You got hair. You don't think any of those germs and debris catch on your hair?
It's not dense hair.
Oh, I bet your white towels are off-white.
I'm not built like your boy. I got barely any hair down there.
You don't put soap on your legs and scrub them.
I didn't say never, but not regularly.
Didn't say ever.
No, I said I'm like that guy. Like, when I'm outside, I wear shorts and like I'm exposed to the elements or I'm doing stuff in the yard, I get dirty. Or if I've sweated a lot, then yes. Yeah. But just day to day? No.
Most days, it's just a quick cursory scrub of down to the knees.
At the
not
most.
Not in the back.
With just water?
Most. Leftover shampoo or body wash or Irish spray, whatever.
I have body wash.
By leftover, you mean the one dripping down from the top of your head down to your
legs? Like if you put shampoo in your hair and then they're still soapy, rub it in.
Yeah, I do that with my armpits. I do. I wash my hair and then I wash my armpits with shampoo.
Yeah.
Just realized I did it. Weird. It feels weird that you don't put soap on your legs.
But you
every
do
time
that
because
you said you shave your legs literally every time you get in the shower.
Yeah,
you're just doing it de facto.
But
I'm not shaving my legs though, so why bother?
Wait, so it's Kelly's problem because she's doing it without thinking about it.
Yeah, I'll bet I will.
A weird twist this took.
I'll bet I am in the 90th percentile.
I bet you are. Steve, are you a leg washer?
I would say almost no guys wash their legs every time.
I wash everything every time.
Thank you, Steve.
Every time I'm in there, yeah.
You wash your feet every time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Do y'all wash your butt every time you're in the shower? Or you just open up your butt cheeks and let the water in there?
Yeah, but you grew up using Cinnaminson water, so, you got to get that stuff off you.
I'm sorry, what?
It's still on me. After 30 years.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah, there's refineries within 100 miles. Oh, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know that the
refineries
news...
and mobster blood.
Yeah, look at how close you are to all those shipbuilding docks. I mean, you know, gosh.
Plus all the...
It's got to be some real bad water around there.
All the needle leakage from Camden getting into the water supply.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the PFAS kills everything on my legs. Fine.
This one, is my 3-year-old niece the only one who eats mustard sandwiches? Just mustard and bread.
No.
Well, 3-year-olds are weird.
Oh, yeah. My daughter would eat that. I talked about it before, how she took cut up, sliced up fruit. I think it was strawberries, and she dipped them in ketchup, mustard, and ranch dressing. We ask her, oh, Evelyn, is that good? And like, she's making that disgusting face of like, ugh. And she's like, yeah, it's really good.
It's just a hamburger without any meat.
With a strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes weird flavors go together. Yeah.
This one, am I the only one who gets the sensation sometimes that my feelings are switched in my hands? Example, if I'm holding an apple in my left hand, sometimes it feels like it's in my right.
Oh.
You might be.
Oh, that's, okay, that's weird.
I bet that's a documented condition.
It probably is something, yeah.
Sometimes after I have a whole hamburger in my hand and then I eat it, I feel like it's still there and I want it to be there so bad. Sometimes.
You've got phantom hamburger.
Phantom hamburger.
Yeah.
Famburger.
Yeah.
Famburger. I'll look back and I'm like, dang, I ate that whole thing. Yeah.
Surely there's got to be more in another hand somewhere nearby. Am I the only one who eats scabs off my hand? Nope, me and Kelly. I already know she's gross.
Love it. Mm-hmm. I got a scab on my inner lip right now. Can't stop chewing it.
Yeah, oh, that's God. Not going to help.
I love it. I know it's just going to get bigger.
But at least she washes her legs, Hot Wings, so she's
gross. At least at least your legs are so clean.
I'm still like... All right, so if you're on your four-wheeler or something, or your quad, whatever you call it, and you get all dusty legs, you just let them rinse in the shower.
Do you listen to anything that comes out of anyone's mouth?
No, she doesn't.
No. I mean, my God, you are just in your own world with your mystery hamburger hands over there.
I heard you say that, yeah, occasionally you will, so I'm asking on specific occasions, like, what, like, oh, so you got dusty legs?
Allow me to elaborate on the exact same sentence I said already. When I'm outside and if I'm wearing shorts and if I sweat or if I'm doing yard work and get dirty or anything else, that would kind of encompass being on a four-wheeler, too. If I'm sweating or get dirty,
okay, so
I wash my legs.
Next question. When you say you wash your legs, though, are you putting soap in your hands or on a rag or a loofah poofah thing?
I got a poof and I've got body wash that I can use whenever I want. If I'm going out, I will wash everything.
All right.
So that I know that I smell nice and I'm clean.
I'm weird, though. I don't really.
Because
I have the loofah, but I don't use the loofah on certain areas.
You only do it on your private parts?
I don't do it on my private parts.
I'll
use the loofah on like arms, chest, back, legs, but I won't use the loofah on my feet. I'll soap up like kind of my ankle shin area.
Oh, to play a little slip and fall in the shower?
And then I'll use my hand on my feet. I don't want to use the loofah on my feet.
Oh, man, I'll use the loofah everywhere, genitals and face. Oh,
it's the best on the private parts.
Man, you know.
I just wash one foot with the other foot.
Yeah.
That works. Don't laugh. You wash one hand with the other hand, don't you?
How do you wash one foot with the other foot? Are you, like, floating in the shower?
You stand on one leg and rub one foot on the other one. It's not that hard.
What
I don't
about
think
the bottom?
You get the bottom of the one you're lifting on the top of the other one. It's no different than washing your hands.
Okay,
you're doing this.
I pictured you clapping your feet together in the shower like those little cartoon characters do at the end of a movie where they go, that notion that you just did.
Surprised I didn't.
Oh, I know.
ACL.
I never washed the bottom of my feet.
You never washed the bottom. Hot Wings, you never wash the bottom of your feet.
No, I don't want to fall on my ass in the shower. You got soapy feet?
Do you get pedicures, son?
Hell no. But I got beautiful feet.
I don't believe you.
You want to see my feet?
No, keep your socks on.
I'll show it to you right now.
It's like you have a reverse foot fetish.
I've got a beautiful foot.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't wash the bottom of your feet. How are they beautiful?
Because I'm just built great.
You don't put lotion on them either. I bet they're all cracked and dry.
Almost never. I will if they're cracked. If they get dry, I will. Like my hands. If my hands get dry, I'll put lotion on them. I don't do it every day.
You don't wash your feet.
Not the bottoms, but they look great.
That makes me feel like I need to shower. I don't know why.
All right, finish the sentence. Am I the only one who blank? Rachel, you okay in there? Are you have a trigger warning?
No, I just like cannot believe that Hot Wings doesn't wash his legs or his feet. You're just such a straight white man. It just like it's so gross.
Yeah, that is exactly what a straight white man does.
I don't understand. You
know no other straight white men? Hey, we're almost all like this except Steve.
My boyfriend washes his feet and his legs.
Yeah, but he's a dainty Z-er.
I'm with Kelly on this one. I don't understand how you are okay with not washing your feet.
Because they're fine. There's nothing wrong with
them.
Let's check in with the woke booth.
That's gross. How is it woke to want your feet to be clean?
My feet are clean.
I think it's not woke to want clean feet. It's woke to say you are such a straight white male.
How is that point? I'm pointing out what you are.
You think there's not a gay guy who doesn't wash the bottom of his feet?
I can almost guarantee any color and be gay from here.
But they're de facto getting washed. I use soap and then I step on the ground.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.